The question was asked in Parashas Lech Lecha. Avraham Avinu was told to travel, and this is one of his tests. According to some, it was his first test. Lech Lecha, go for your benefit. So the question was asked, if he was going to benefit so much, as Rashi points out, so wasn't that something that made it much easier for him? If he was promised all these wonderful things, if only he goes. So there is a commentary on the Torah called the Panim Yafos, written by Rav Pinchas, Rav Tzvi, Hirsch, Alevi, Horowitz. Now, the Panim Yafos, Rav Pinchas Horowitz, was the head of the court in Preskrov. He came from the city of Cherkov in Poland. And he is unique in that he was connected both to the world of Torah in Poland, the world of the Misnagdim, and the world of the Hasidim. He learned by the Magid Mimezrich, the disciple of the Baal Shem Tov. He was also close to Rav Yecheskel Landau, the chief rabbi of Prague, an ardent Misnaged, Rav Yecheskel Landau, who compiled the work Noda B'Yehuda. So the Panim Yafos is very unique in that he spanned both sides of the spectrum. he was also very close to Rav Natan Adler, the Rebbe of the Chasam Sofer, the one who wrote the responsa called Shoel U'Meishiv. So Rav Natan Adler and giants from the world of Chassidut. And Rav Pinchas was one of those who led the fight against the Haskalah. And the Chasam Sofer also learned under him. Meaning the Chasam Sofer is known as the disciple of Rav Natan Adler, but he actually also learned under the Panim Yafos. Now, the Panim Yafos wrote a work which is more famous called the Hafla, a very deep work on the laws of Ksubos, and he wrote a sefer on the laws of marriage called Hamakne, Sefer Hamakne, and he also wrote this work on Torah, speeches he gave on the Torah called the Panim Yafos. So in his commentary on this week's Parsha, on Parsha's Lech Lecha, Rav Pinchas Horowitz asks the question. Rashi says, Lech Lecha, go for your own benefit. So the Panim Yafos asks, if he's given this promise that things will be so good for him, so it would seem that that's a reduction of the test. It's not so hard. Hashem's promising him such great wages if he goes. So he says, I don't think it's right to say that the test was in whether he trusted Hashem would keep his promise. He says, I don't think that was the test. Now we see, he says he thinks the test was that when we have mitzvos that you benefit nothing from them, like wearing tzitzis. You don't benefit. You wear tefillin in the morning. You don't benefit. So then we say in those mitzvos, there's no wages in this world. Schar mitzvah b'hai al malekah. You're not getting anything out of it. But then you have mitzvos which you benefit from. You have a mitzvah to enjoy Shabbos. So, sure, you're going to eat a good chulent on Shabbos. So that's a mitzvah. You're going to sleep later on Shabbos. You have a mitzvah to rejoice, to be happy on Yom Tov. So there you have a mitzvah on one side and you have a personal pleasure on the other side. You have a mitzvah to eat from the sacrifice. So you're eating steak. But it's a mitzvah. So when it comes to those mitzvos, so then one has a challenge because one is inclined to do it for one's own pleasure. And there we say, if you're a greater person, then you're doing it for the sake of the mitzvah, because Hashem told you. And so the Panim Yafos says, when Hashem comes and tells Avraham Avinu, you will benefit, that's adding a component of difficulty to the test, because now Avraham Avinu not only has to do it, but he has to do it for the right reason. He has to do it because Hashem said so. So that's how the Panim Yafos answers.